SBS Radio.
Thousands of students in Western Sydney will have access to a new university campus in Blacktown City. On Tuesday, 5th of March, the Blacktown Council announced that they will partner with Australian Catholic University to build a university campus in Blacktown CBD. The first student enrollments are scheduled on the year 2020. We have been privileged to have Mr. Broderick White of Ray White in Parramatta, who will explain to us the repercussions, the effect of this new university in Blacktown City. Good morning, Roderick.
Good morning, Louis. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Some things were being mentioned by the community council to say that there will be a lot of benefits, and I'd like you to agree or disagree with this. Firstly, they say that there will be a strong market demand in the area, which includes your area. 32% of Sydney students live within 45 minutes of Blacktown. Is that true?
It certainly is the case. We've seen that the introduction of major facilities in any major city always improves not only the housing prices and the general economy around that city, but also the way of life for younger people living in those cities. For example, here in Parramatta, we over the last few years have seen the ramp up of the Western Sydney University, or the University of Western Sydney as it's called, and the fantastic benefits that had on our CBD and surrounding suburbs. And no doubt another university in Blacktown will also add significant benefits to the younger population. We're finding that transport to and from the Sydney CBD itself has always been an issue for young people accessing quality universities, especially those on the other side of Sydney, say through University of New South Wales. So when you've got situations where you can now provide excellent education for those in Western Sydney, it's only going to benefit and improve the suburbs surrounding it.
There's also specialised industry opportunities, because Blacktown has significant sports infrastructure, including the Blacktown International Sports Park, the Blacktown Hospital, soon to be the third largest in New South Wales, which can provide the right university with unique offerings to its students. Do you agree with that?
Of course. When you've got student placement opportunities in any sector, be it through health, through Westmead Precinct here, for example, they've got a very strong student placement. And you've also got other infrastructure such as the building industry, which provides opportunities for architects and those and engineers and the like. So when you've got the infrastructure being built around it, the transport's here, there's lots of business opportunities here, as well as obviously health and law and enforcement and bits and pieces like that. There's plenty of specific opportunities for universities as well. I think the biggest thing that we need to discuss is the fact that the population of Sydney has shifted. Western Sydney is now, the new engine room of the Sydney economy. It is where, housing prices have affected the city the most and have obviously ensured the population has moved further west as housing prices become more expensive to the east. And with that becomes a denser population, and with that we need to improve not only the infrastructure in terms of transport, health, business and bits and pieces like that, but also of course the education sector. And it's great to see the government partnering with major universities and bringing quality education services out to those in Western Sydney.
One other advantage is that the West is home to 182 languages, and this is not only attractive to international students, but also local students looking for a unique experience and opportunity to make the community their own. So this is something that is a plus factor for having a university in the West, isn't it?
Of course it is. I think if anything, Sydney as a multicultural city has for many years expanded and explored the diversity and the benefits that come with diversity. I think that students now are thinking outside the box. I remember when I was going through university, there was a very small amount of universities that students wanted to attend. They had their short list, and on top of those short lists were the major universities such as Sydney University, University of Technology Sydney, University of New South Wales. And with obviously growing populations and also the distance from those universities, they just have not become as viable as they once were. So now students are looking for other alternatives, and not only because of the quality of the education that's coming out here now with these major universities, but you are correct. The benefits of having more cultural diversity, more opportunities to explore differing degrees that benefit from these cultural diversity. It's fantastic.
What do you think will be the effect of a university in Blacktown with house prices in the area, including Parramatta?
Look, we've already seen a major uptick with the introduction of the University of Western Sydney, as this is now a mature university within Parramatta, so we're able to now see the benefits over a number of years, especially with student accommodation and those investors looking outside of the square in terms of being able to provide more dense population specific properties such as apartments and student boarding houses. We do see that that has now become a very viable option for local investors through the Parramatta CBD. We also see the benefit not only of housing prices but also rental yields, being able to improve the number of students coming into an area, which obviously means that there's going to be more ability for investors to rent the property out, and therefore, the property market remains quite fluid and quite strong.
Right. We have been speaking with Mr. Broderick Wright of Ray White Parramatta. I would like to thank you for your time. The invaluable advices and assessments have been helpful, especially for the residents of the place.
Pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
SBS Filipino sa radio, online at mobile.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.